This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. The federal government has provided a fresh infusion of cash for the Paycheck Protection Program. Aimed at businesses with 500 employees or fewer, PPP was meant to help keep them paying their workers instead of laying them off. But the $350 billion in the program was gone by April 16th. Now, Congress has extended the Paycheck Protection Program, and more than $310 billion in new funding is available to help small businesses and agricultural-related industries support payroll costs. For additional information, visit the website sba.smallbusinessadministration.gov. Delta County residents in need of emergency food can now visit the Delta Food Pantry 6 days a week. To receive food, please bring a form of ID to the pantry on Monday through Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. The pantry also needs volunteers. For more information or to donate or volunteer, call 970-275-9670. In Mesa County, a new fund grants money to 6 restaurants which prepare meals for nonprofit organizations that provide food to people in need. Most restaurants have seen their business decline by more than 2/3 during the pandemic. The grants help keep the participating restaurants in business while providing good meals for people who are hungry. The restaurants will receive a total of $15,000, which will provide 1,500 meals for each of the 10 partnering nonprofits, such as Community Food Bank, Meals on Wheels, and others. Even in the midst of the coronavirus chaos, the state of Colorado is keeping an eye on the future. In 2018, it announced a plan to have nearly 1 million electric vehicles on the road in the next 10 years. Last week, the Colorado Energy Office introduced its updated 2020 electric vehicle plan. The state plans to identify how many more charging stations will be needed for widespread electric vehicle use. Eventually, the state plans to make all of its light-duty vehicles electric, while all medium and heavy-duty vehicles will meet the zero-emission standard. However, the pandemic may make those goals harder to achieve, with what the Colorado Energy Office calls, quote, enormous uncertainty in the state fiscal situation, end quote. The message of the electric vehicle report, says the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project, is that electric vehicles and clean energy will be an important part of the state's economic recovery. This is KVNF News.